always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is June 5th, 2012. It's 80 degrees in the state of Minnesota here.
Oh, sunny. A
little bit of cloud, but the cloud doesn't... You know, folks, as they say, behind every cloud, the sun is always shining.
Can't put out the sun.
Right? It's always shining. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I was just thinking about that, as a matter of fact. Jake, I'm sorry, folks. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please do that. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Like us. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We promise we won't scare the bejeepers out of you. Give you the truth, give you the problem, and then give you the answer. And then the responsibility and the results follow.
That's the answer.
Amen. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, thank you for all the high fives out there. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
It's all yours.
WND. Folks, you saw the column from last week. This week, I just want to draw your attention to this. It's a weekly thing. Every Friday, you're going to see this released on our Facebook. All of you folks that are following the show and understand all the media that we cover, because we cover a lot of topics. We speak truth to power. We speak truth to everybody who's in society, leaders or non-leaders, lay people. It's all there, folks, but there's a lot of things going on in your country. We've developed a news site so that you can go and study all the things that we're talking about, because we only have 1 hour a day on the radio program. Because we're busy doing the word, we get an hour to tell you about the doings.
We busy.
So it's SOL Media. It's on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SOL Media is the media site where you can check out all the stories. Also, you want to like the Facebook. It's on the upper right-hand corner of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if they don't like it?
Well, I guess then they can just keep tuning in to the radio show.
Under their head like the government is and saying like it.
I'm wondering if you don't like it, why don't you call in? Because
well,
we
if they
like
didn't like it, they wouldn't be listening to us, right?
And the likers, well, I don't know. We got a few people that don't like us to listen.
Well, that's okay.
We want them to, too.
Well, to their condemnation.
Yep. It's like we said before, you don't go to Mexico to teach them Spanish. We love it when liberals listen to our program, Anti-God People and Atheists, because maybe they'll get converted.
Well, that's the point.
That is the absolute point. And to protect.
But what happens when they see the light and they still keep trying to put that light out?
They're condemned of self.
Oh, subverted.
Yeah.
Condemned of self. A bad place to put yourself. Bad, bad boys. Because no, no. Get your hands off that. Owie.
Because all roads lead to the judgment.
They do.
And so they need to listen now.
Apparently they
You're
think,
listening now.
Apparently
listen
they
now.
Believe that Jesus came because the Bible, listen, nobody can say they don't believe in God. The Bible says that devils believe and tremble.
That's okay? Right.
So it's not like they can say they don't believe because even if they're possessed, they still believe. But that's the reason they attack is because they believe
right.
And they hate the darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds right. should be wrought in God.
Yeah. Nobody persecutes.
But they don't like the reproof part. That's true.
Or Santa. I don't see any persecution of Santa.
That's true. Or
because they know he doesn't exist. Why bother?
Sure. I mean, that's,
they know Christ exists.
They do.
That's why.
Apparently, they do think that maybe, I don't know, perhaps some of the new versions coming out think that Jesus came into the world to tell the world that everything was okay.
Good. Sin boldly? No. Boldly come to the throne of grace.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of thinking right now. I love this. I love getting tracked on the radio. I'm talking about tracked, getting on track, yeah. Tracking.
Like
the preachers
tracks.
Track. Yeah, they track by the Holy Ghost. They're tracking. Their thoughts are lining up. Can I shift gears a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I'm just getting this thought right now. We were talking about in church the other day about how this generation believes that somebody owes them something. And if you look at it, they're taught, like, for example, folks, when they go into the military, they're told by the recruiters, we'll pay for your college. We'll give you the world.
That's why you join.
And then what happens is when they get into the military and then they end up in a war, you know what they're actually saying today? I didn't sign up to go to war. But see how backwards things have become? It's now what can your country do for you rather than what can you do for your country? Like John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That sends thousands upon thousands upon thousands to the recruiter to go defend their country. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing just the exact opposite. Yep. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a generation today that believes that somebody owes them something. It's like they're standing at the airport when all the veterans are coming back in their coffins. God bless every one of them. And they're saying, they're opening their coffins up and saying, hey, that suit looks better on me than it does you. And then spitting on their graves, desecrating on their graves. And then on top of it, going to the parents of that sacrificed son and saying, you owe me something. Knocking on the door. Instead of saying, thank you for the liberties that your son and your daughter just died for, they knock on the door and say, hey, you owe me. You owe me something. And by the way, this is exactly what this administration is teaching this generation today. They're teaching to desecrate the memories of those that paid the ultimate sacrifice and price for our freedoms, that they owe them something. Is that about the sickest thing you've ever heard? As a matter of fact, if you go back from another point on that point, in the 40s, kids committed suicide if they couldn't go. They would lie about their age just to serve their country. Now, if they have to go, they commit suicide. Not all. It shows you how upside down America is today.
And when you've got Fidel Castro's daughter coming to America and endorsing Obama, you know that this administration is teaching exactly what you're talking
about.
Hand
in glove. How can two walk together unless they be agreed, friends? Amos 3:3. We'll be right back after this break. Just food for thought. That was just our preface.
Just our... If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thesonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Heads up real quick, folks. 1-877-807-9977. Now listen, if you want to call in, that's wonderful. But if you want to call in, and you want to call in as anonymous, I'm kind of curious to know why that would be. We have a caller right now who says he wants to call in, or he wants to get on the air with us, but he's anonymous. Because he said he doesn't believe in God. Maybe he doesn't believe he's got
it.
Maybe he doesn't have a name or something. I don't know. But if you want to call in, that's wonderful. But I don't believe it'd be fair to everybody to take a caller without knowing who we're talking to. What do you think?
I don't think we should take the caller that does say their name.
Dave?
Sure.
All right, we'll take Dave. Hey, bring Dave, on, you got Dave. Bradley and Jake. We didn't expect phone calls.
Thanks
real quick.
For the call,
we'll
just, Dave.
We'll take him since we're here. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, guys, that, you know, I mean, we see the same thing, you know, not just with society, but you see the same thing happening in the church, where they're like, oh, well, you know, God, you owe me something. Not
totally.
Jesus, God, you gave me your son for salvation. You've done enough for me. I'm coming to worship you for who you are, not because you owe me something or you're going to give me anything.
Right.
You know?
No, you're exactly right. They have Christ as the servant rather than God.
The slot machine.
That's exactly right. Just put your money in and, well, that's what the prosperity preachers teach these
get
people.
A blessing,
but that's
out.
Exactly right. It's rather than going to God to be spent for the people, they go to God for his hand and say, Lord, you owe me something. And God doesn't owe us anything. He does owe us judgment. But because he's a loving God, he sent his son so we didn't have to go through judgment. Mm-hmm. His son already did that for us on Calvary. Yep. And you're exactly right. And if we're so thankful for what he did through his son, Jesus Christ, and because of gratitude, we'd be going to God saying, Lord, what is it that you want me to do for your glory? Give me your spirit. Empower me by your Holy Spirit to do what I cannot do within my own self.
And that gets down to the understanding the two covenants. It gets down to understanding
America. That's what a patriot is, too. That's what a patriot is, too. I mean, if they're really thankful for what the veterans are fighting for, yep, namely ratifying that Constitution, well, then who owes them anything? They owe their country a debt. Their country doesn't owe them a debt.
Yep. They see redemptive. They see the redemption of Christ, what Christ shed his blood for in truth. And that's the problem with only preaching half the covenant. That's the problem in America. We think our veterans go over there to fight, and you hear this. People put it on the headlines so that we can have the opportunity to burn the flag. No, you missed the whole first covenant. It's called the Constitution. It was blood, what was blood bought. Now there's a fulfilling of that.
Just lost Dave.
And there's a ratification of that covenant. And because of that ratification, it promotes in us love to them to make the right action. Same thing with the Old Testament. If we don't understand our sin, that we're condemned before God, then all we read is the New Testament. Jesus came to die for our sins and give us life everlasting. Yeah. Everlasting. So Jesus gave, and nothing about us giving. Because we didn't understand the Old Covenant, that we were condemned, therefore he did give.
I think one of the problems may be, back in the 40s, they knew who their enemy was.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the people in America don't know who their enemy is.
Which is politically crafted.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, but once you know, I mean, just think about this. Let me put that into perspective. What America is tolerating today, in 1944, our veterans died to eradicate that evil in which they tolerate today. Just think about that.
And they raised their kids the same way.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so they had respect.
Yeah. The crazy stuff. All right. Scott, Mid-Atlantic. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Is your name Scott?
Are you in the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the border of the ocean. Oh. They call it the Atlantic Ocean.
Is that like in the United States?
It's a big one. Who owns the Atlantic Ocean?
Yes, that's right, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
No, I just wanted to explain to you, you know, why I don't believe in God. And, you know, it's real simple. It's not rocket science. God is a substitution of the Creator's name. Okay? It's just that simple.
I'm trying to hear your simplicity.
The Scripture says they changed the truth into a lie.
Yep. They created God to suit their own sins.
God is not a title. God is an actual name of an ancient pagan idol.
Really?
So that's why
can I ask you something?
God.
Okay,
I believe in the, you know.
What happened?
What he revealed himself to us as.
Okay, let me say it this way, Scott.
Then, you know.
Scott, hang on a second, bro. I want to talk to you. I want to have a conversation here with you. We still have Scott there? Scott. Then,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm in a rock and roll band. I was raised without a dad. My mom wasn't around. Okay. My whole life, when I look back, I can see I've always been covered, always had food, always been taken care of, always been looked out for, not by a seen God, but an unseen God. I never really understood God, but I see when I look back, he was always there. Then I'm in a rock and roll band, and I'm touring across the country in a band named Hooker, of all names, back in the end of the 80s and the early 90s. And all of a sudden, I'm praying to this God named Jesus. And I didn't really understand as to why, but I always believed in him. And then all of a sudden I noticed, all of a sudden my prayers started. But wait a second, I'm not done. I'm not done yet, Scott. And then all of a sudden my prayers become manifest and answers to my requests. And I'm just figuring, I'm trying to figure out a person's mentality as to say he's a pagan God when my God is still alive and he still answers my prayers. And he still is a loving God, and he loved me so much that he gave his son in substitute for me. If you want to use the word substitute, let's put it in proper context. He substituted his son to be judged on behalf of my sin, the just for the unjust. So I think it's really a smack in the face, especially when you hear these sayings like, let's go back to the military for a second. There is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Because everybody that's in war is paying the price. They understand because they're all calling out to God. It's amazing how people call upon God when a plane goes down or a ship goes down.
And
their whole lives they're at war with God. And yet before they die or on the verge of dying, they all of a sudden call out to God. Is God like a scapegoat, Scott? I don't understand. Because if you go back to the beginning of our country, another case in point, atheism, there was no such thing as an atheist in our country. Infidelity was unheard of. We're overwhelmingly a Christian nation. Why is that? Did somebody just create that to control people? Because I don't subject myself to no man's power, just like Paul said. truth well, sets me know, free. The lie doesn't.
You're under the Judeo-Christian power that is based on in Babylon. So, you know, when you see all of the contamination and the pollution and the defilement that, you know, saturates our world, you understand what the scripture means. The land is given wholly, completely, entirely over to idolatry.
Okay, just like what you're trying to lay out as a premise right now is idolatry. You're trying to say, well, God doesn't exist, therefore I can live my own lifestyle because I created a God to suit my sin. Therefore, I'll just say I don't believe in God. And by the way, that is the oldest sin in the book. It's idolatry. And isn't it interesting, Scott, since we've departed from God as a nation through our government and especially through the church, everything that God, that living God said was going to happen through judgment is happening today. He's bearing witness of...
What is it? Okay, so take... You insist on, you know, this God entity. What is this God's name?
His name is I Am, if you want to go back to the beginning of the Bible.
No, he said his name is Yahweh.
Okay, no. That's not how it started. It was I Am, bro. If you want to talk to somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about, that's fine. Then
okay.
You need to call a different radio station.
You know, like I said, I just was explaining to you why I don't believe in God.
Let me say this, Scott. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that you don't believe in God. I don't. All judgment seats lead to the throne of Christ. I believe that you know within yourself there is a God. You just don't know how to get to him. I'll tell you how you get to him. You ask on your own, just like I did.
By his revelation of who he is.
That's right.
He said, my name is Yahweh.
That's right. Okay.
My memorial to all generations. It's right there in the book of words.
In the book of what?
Called Deuteronomy. That's
okay.
The real name of the
okay.
book.
Okay.
That's another example of
okay.
how
let me share something with you, Scott. The book of Deuteronomy is called the Decalogue, the Torah. Okay, the five books of Moses. Okay, that's right. God said to Moses, I am, when he visited him on that Mount Sinai.
He is who he is.
That's right. Okay, that's irrelevant, okay? I mean, if you want to get into it, I'm right and you're wrong. I do want to say that, number one. But that's not the issue here.
It's
the
not
issue,
whether me or you are right. It's whether he is right about what he said,
who he is. Who's
he?
You just said you didn't believe in he. Who's he? Scott, do this for me. Roll over with me until the next segment, would you?
I've got to go right now, but I'll try and call back later.
Go. All right, Scott. Thanks for calling, man. Okay. You know what? In all fairness, you got to get – this is the problem when you're trying to share with people. You got to get them on one track. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's get on that one track. What is the issue here?
Yeah.
The issue is you – he said he didn't believe, and then he said he said. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that's not the issue.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Jake wanted to commentate a little bit.
Well, when he called in, he wasn't saying I'm not an atheist. He wasn't saying I'm an atheist.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he told Heather when he called in.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
I'm an atheist. He said that.
He said I'm an atheist?
That's what he told Heather. That's how he identified himself.
No, I think he said, I don't believe in God. And the reason he's saying that, and again, this is irrelevant because we're mincing words. We're splitting hairs. I don't believe in God because the way that, this is what these type of folks say, the way that the American people believe, they don't believe in Jesus either. They believe in Yeshua, or they believe in Yahweh. It's not that they don't believe in God.
Can I ask you a question?
And it's really irrelevant.
I just want to get to the splitting hairs really quick.
Yeah.
What is an atheist? What does he believe in? Thank you.
Nothing. There's no creator.
Okay, so if I don't believe in God, what would you call that person?
Yeah. I don't think you get what I'm saying yet.
Would you call him a non-believer, or would you call him an atheist?
Well, it's like, do you believe in Buddha?
Jake, let's be, we're on the radio here.
I know.
Okay, I don't believe in God. What do you call that person? You call that person a what? An atheist.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't believe. But did you notice how later he talked about the creator and he talked about him?
I noticed the contradiction.
So
Atheists believe in God.
I thought an atheist doesn't believe in God.
I'm telling you, an atheist.
Yeah,
the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Okay,
yeah.
So an atheist, let's just call them fools.
Yeah.
Okay, because
they have a creator, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so the bottom line is, I believe that they do believe.
Mm-hmm.
But due to the fact, well, let me say this. What do they say they don't believe in? They don't believe in what God commanded.
Somebody that makes rules.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So in other words, it comes back to, I don't agree with the fact that I can't lie, or I can't steal, or I can't have other gods, or I can't create a god to suit my own sin, or I can't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, or I can't covet, or I can't commit adultery.
Yeah.
That's what they don't like about God.
Absolutely.
That's idolatry.
That's the oldest sin. Like God.
That's the oldest sin in the book.
Yeah.
And you see it by men's lifestyles, why they don't believe God, because they love their sin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's mad at God? Adulterers.
Yeah.
Idolaters.
Yep.
Liars, thieves, coveters.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are mad at God.
Yep.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They like to be God.
Yeah, why are they mad at God? Because they want to assert their throne above God's.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be right, and they want God to be wrong. And just like Job said, who are we to point our finger back and condemn him?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. And, and it's, I just don't believe, boy, this is really scattered. And I think what it is you pick up people's confusion. Or you don't quite get their line of thought, if they have one, if it's not scrambled. The point is, I don't believe that he didn't believe, because I heard in his heart that he does believe.
Totally.
And if he didn't, why did he call in? Because he's looking for answers. That's what I believe, Scott.
Yeah.
I believe you're looking for answers. And I can tell you how to get your answer. Ask yourself.
When you get hung up on things like, what do we call God? Do we call him Yahweh? Do we call Jesus Yeshua?
Yeah.
Or do we worship the Spirit of God? We put a word to it. Word is just a carrier that represents a thought, a meaning, a spirit, yeah, whatever you want to say. So whether you call him God or not, you still believe in a creator.
We're still talking about the same God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is only one creator. Because if there's multiple creators, then who created the creators? So there's got to be just one creator, and that's what makes him God.
Has that ever come to your mind as to what you're going to ask God when you see him in Jesus' name on Judgment Day? Where did you come from? He's going to say, I've always been.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain that to my finite mind, please?
No. Possible.
How?
You can't.
But
the only thing I can say is that's why he's God. Because people say that, well, I can't understand that. Well, that's why he's God.
But I also believe that when we get so near unto him, mm-hmm, that we're going to understand. Because we're going to emanate his very person.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yep. All this will be
what
consumed.
What is revelation?
Our mind will be consumed.
Revelatory what? What is revelation?
Yep. Revolution that's given from God. It's revealed.
That's right.
It's made revealed.
Sorry, revelation, not revolution. But did you want to pick me apart on that again? Because I
revolution.
I mean, because I think there's nothing worse in our country. And by the way, professed Christians all over the country, they're nothing but a bunch of atheists.
Yeah.
I believe that they believe, but they hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is really, wow.
This one's scattered.
I'm trying to track on that one.
Yeah.
But I really get it, and I really know that when you sit down and talk long enough, they're only looking for answers, and they want the real. And that's what I wanted, too. I wanted the real. I didn't want the baloney, but I never said I didn't believe. I always believed.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed in God. I thank God that I've always had the opportunity to believe.
Yeah.
And because of his mercy, I always believed. And really what it comes down to is the father of the fatherless. But when he answers your prayers, there's nothing like it. It's awesome. When he descends upon you in his mercy and he answers your request, there's nothing like it. I think the real fool would be the one that says he believes in God and God never answered his prayers and he goes on in his faith. I think that's the real fool here.
It'd be the lack of faith then.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I mean, for anybody that knew me before I got saved and after I got saved, they would say, he's the last guy in the world that I thought would ever get saved.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last guy that I ever thought would be a preacher of the gospel. But yet I'm the first guy. Why? Because of the way I used to live my lifestyle. What is the greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, make him holy, and put him back into that unholy situation.
Keep
and ta-da.
Yep.
God sanctifies the heathens before your eyes, and here we are.
Yep.
Here I am.
That's anybody who would read the word then to understand how it's the complete opposite. It's not because of your goodness you get saved. It's because of God's goodness you get saved.
That's right.
So like the good people in life, oh, they always sort of did good. Sure, they got in a little trouble. That really wasn't them. You know, you expect them to become Christians, but then they don't forsake their own righteousness that they have. The people that come out knowing they have nothing at all, and God confronts them, well, then that's the ones knowing, hey, listen, I wasn't even looking for this, but here God is.
Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Can any good come out of Nazareth? I mean, he spoke the truth in his heart.
Yeah.
And Jesus looked at him and said, in whom is no guile?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I think there's more hope in a complete heathen than there is in a professed Christian.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about those that have the knowledge of truth, but they hold it in unrighteousness. There's nothing worse than them men. They're the very reasons. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And if you look at Scripture, not only were they the ones that were always the religious hypocrites, always warring against Christ, but they were also the ones that crucified Christ.
Yeah.
It wasn't the heathens that did that.
Yeah. They wouldn't set down their power. I mean, if you look at even who did crucify Christ, it was seats of power.
That's right.
The religious, though they claimed, you know,
quote unquote,
to be Christians. Or
Caiaphas said it. we'll lose our place in our country.
Yep.
They didn't want to lose their place in their country. After Jesus blew Lazarus out of the tomb, isn't it interesting that the Pharisees wanted to kill Lazarus too?
Yeah.
Because of Lazarus, many believed on Jesus.
Yeah.
And remember, Jesus kept saying, listen, if you don't believe me, at least believe me for my work's sake.
Yeah.
Know
like
me by my fruit. That's right.
Don't like
and
me,
nobody can deny that. Christ for his fruit.
Yeah.
Nobody can. And why would we turn our backs on that? And the mercy is that we have a knowledge of the truth today. And I think that's what people really need. Instead of straining at a gnat and swallowing the camel, they should look at the mercy that's bestowed upon them. Our mercy in our country is we have a constitution in the natural.
Yep.
Everybody that comes out of Arlington Cemetery should be looking for the Constitution of the United States. Understanding the price that's been paid and the reason we should live after we read the Constitution. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it's the only way you really can live once you understand it in its fullness. So you can't understand it in its fullness unless you do know the Constitution.
Is it not a mercy that the veterans already paid the price and they come back in boxes and we go look at those Christian crosses over the top of their heads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was a heathen kid, I would say, well, why is those Christian crosses over the top of their heads and they died for me? Well, their parents would say unto you, son, my son or my daughter paid the ultimate price to give you the liberty that you have. Now, before you leave Arlington Cemetery, please go grab a constitution and live for what my son just died for.
Yeah.
Now, take that to spiritual matters. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
That's the essence of the gospel. That, by the way, that's the essence of the reason we have patriots and conservatives in our country, because they understand the price. If you don't understand the price, you're going to be one of these guys that's always trying to find the answers, yet the answers are right in front of you. Let me say it this way. Go to the Word of God and read what Christ did for each and every one of us. In the natural, go to a veteran memorial. Graveyard. Go to one of those and just say, what did they die for? You're going to completely understand what I'm saying. Everybody's going to get it. If you got a bunch of kids in prisons today, you know how you change them? You bring them to Arlington Cemetery. And within 15 minutes, they're going to leave different people. They don't need counseling. They don't need meds. They need the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the only truth they're going to accept is the sacrifice that was given on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about redemptive power.
Yeah, and if they won't bow to that truth, because they will have
they'll
the
want to bow to that truth.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody going into Arlington Cemetery, going to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and looking up there and saying, you know what, giving the guy the finger for guarding the Tomb of the Unknown. No, I see the guy going back and forth, giving his absolute best to represent the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And when everybody sees that awful display of mercy bestowed upon us as a people, you know what they do? They fall into line. They fall into reverence. They understand gratitude. They're thankful right there on the spot for what all those men did for them. And when they leave, I've said this three times now, I'll say it again. They're thankful for the price. They're not going to ever want to do anything in their life that violates or desecrates the memories of those that paid the ultimate price. That is the gospel. That is the essence of the heart of a patriot.
Yep.
And that's the very thing, by the way, that is withheld from the American people. Did you know today the media is not allowed? And by the way, can you check on this real quick? I know that there was a portion of time that the media was not allowed to publish pictures of the veterans coming back in coffins. And the reason is because you would have stopped the politicians from sending your kids over to war, because you would have understood the price. And they don't want you stopping those wars, so therefore they don't want you seeing those bodies, do they?
Mm-hmm.
See, folks, what it comes to the heart of it. I did a piece, probably 2-3 months ago on WorldNet Daily on the price and how I'm not going to honor a man that sits in the office that desecrates the memories of those that put him there or made the way open for him to be there. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. Yeah, Bradley. Vein, but it's very
it really is. And folks, I didn't mean it to get scattered, but when we got Scott, I was really trying to track with him, and he brought up so much. And Scott, you said you were going to call back, so we're holding you to your word. I'll give you till Friday. We'll do that just to see if you're a man of your word. All right? Be right back after this break.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Justin, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We'll take this call real quick. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, this is good.
Good.
I was just going to say that when I was a kid, I was the kid that the professing church would bring to church camp so they could save them. And a lot of times I seen the hypocrisy around me, and I knew within my heart that what I was getting around me wasn't even real at all. And it was only until like God came and broke me and then brought me to the feet of the law that I actually understood what Christ was and his sacrifice. And the thing is, because before, you know, in your heart, you know what's right and you know what's not right. And when the truth was revealed onto me, I knew it was right. When those that were around me that were hypocrites, I knew that that wasn't right. So.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Justin, is I can't think of a time in my life where I ever had anybody hand me a track up until I was 28 years old. I cannot remember. The greatest witness I seen of the boldness of the professed church in America was the four unspiritual laws, modern gospel garbage, they would leave at the state fair on the toilets. And I would just think to myself, what are you people so afraid of? If you have the truth, why don't you give it to the people rather than hide it by putting it upon a toilet seat?
Stinky place.
Well, because it's like this. They think that you're just going to get it. Oh, you're just going to get it.
I know.
I thought,
yeah, like they're the example of our Christian walk or something. Like, we're going to grow up to look just like them. And you look at the fruit.
They want.
Yeah. Well, that's why Jesus,
what God wants.
That's right. That's why Jesus said you make them twice as much the sons of hell. They act like they're the standard, and they don't want anybody else to go in. And the minute you do go in, you go above what they leave off, then all of a sudden they're your they're the ones persecuting you. It's interesting.
They raise up an army against you because they don't like the fact that you just raised up against above them.
That's right. It's just like Joshua and Caleb. They came back with the fruit and they said, listen.
We can do it.
That's right. We can do it. There's a good land. And what happened? The children of Israel, what did they do? Mm-hmm. They wanted to stone them because they said it could be done.
And not just Moses anymore. Now it was the guys that said it could be done.
And the good news was God looked at Joshua and Caleb and said, they're of a different spirit because they wholly followed me. Yeah. To those others, they're not going in, but unto them, they're going in.
I'll preserve them and they'll come.
So what? You know what? We'll just keep believing.
Yep. We'll keep
regardless of what anybody else says or thinks, he is who he says he is. Let's go back. Mm-hmm. Try to make sense out of this scattered thought that can. It's like, okay, let's try to put some ground to this. We started getting a little ground here, but let me say this. I had a radio station manager approach me. Because I was calling out Obama's corruption on the air. But he's the one that always said he knew President Obama is un-American, reckless, ignorant, and even corrupt. And of course, I agreed with him. But then he went on to say, but he's still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him, hold in high esteem, and his office as such. I said, honor him as such? I said, you got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood, which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swear to uphold. When we tolerate corruption in government, then we dishonor the price veterans paid. I'm, in fact, honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds. I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put them or her, him or her there. Never. And never will anyone who is a true American patriot. They won't tolerate the crimes that disrespect the sacrificed. To leave it on a positive note, I'll be the first one to stand behind those in office, because I love government, that do honor the veterans, because I love our veterans, and the Constitution. And this will bring it into perspective for everybody here. World War I, 116,506 men died. World War II, 405,399 men died. Korea, my dad was there picking up body parts. 38,574 men and women died. Vietnam, my cousin was killed. 58,209 men and women died. Iraq, 7,000 and counting, and Afghanistan presently. What did they die for? To ratify the Constitution of the United States. If anything, America seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled on. Which one's real honor, folks? That's the real question. Which one is honor? Honor to me is honoring what they died for. It's that simple.
Which is the office. It's not the person. Well, the person is a citizen, yes, but the office is what that price was paid for. So in your office, you either respect the price. You know, we brought about before. How can a person go to Arlington and not be changed? Well, yeah. I can think of about 435 people that look over the over the river at Arlington, and they're not changed. So what do we do with them? Well, that's where law comes in and puts them in a straight so that they can't act outside of it. There's got to be consequence for it. But when you see it as a redeemed person, it's a total labor of love now. Yeah. I'm going to do that which is right. Not because I have to, because love is more powerful than that. Love says, I want to.
Yeah. You go to Arlington Cemetery. You're so grateful for what they did. You leave, and you go into Washington, D.C., and it's the most corrupt place in the United States of America.
Craziness.
How does that work? It's a lack of gratitude. Hey, we got Ron in Georgia. Welcome to the show. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to kind of chime in on that last caller that was talking about not believing in God. From my perspective, at least what I've heard him saying, I don't think that we're all on the same page. I think what he was trying to get across was that he doesn't believe in the name or the moniker G-O-D.
Yeah. That was
he
what I got.
He believes in the creator, but the name God is what he had an issue with. And I sort of understand that. I've done some research on the name. It would be like saying Gog, G-O-G, or Magog, you know, calling God by something other than his name, I think is what he was driving at.
Yeah, and you know what? But the thing about splitting hairs is the fact is
that's
that
what you were
name,
saying, Jay.
Yeah, that his name is, because I've gotten in discussions with these people.
No, I know. And here again, here we're coming back to this again, Ron, is the fact that this is what Jake was saying when we were off air.
Yeah.
This is what Jake was saying, but I said what he said, she put up on the screen that he said he didn't believe in God.
Mm.
And I didn't quite get that. That's why I was trying to track with him.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to save face. I'm trying to understand it, too, because it confused me a little bit. But
yeah,
go ahead.
And I thought that in the beginning, too. But here's the thing is, like, you know, some a man who cheats on his wife says, I love you to his wife. And a man who doesn't cheat on his wife says, I love you to his wife. Which one really loves? Well, obviously, the one whose actions follow it. So I don't think it matters so much of what we call God as we see him, or Yahweh, or whatever you want to say, our creator. I think what matters is what does our conduct do? And if we spend time arguing about a name, now I get Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny because that's literally idolatry, but when we're following after his word and following and obeying his commands, whether I call him God or Yahweh, or if I'm Hebrew and I call him Yahweh, that's irrelevant because language, again, is just carriers. Words are just carriers to represent what our actions are going to bring forth fruit of.
Oh, I agree entirely, and I think that, you know, the situation occurred because people get into that splitting of hairs and trying to push it across their own ideology or doctrine, I guess, rather than just follow them what's written.
That's a great point.
It's really not that difficult.
No, you're right. And that's how denominations develop, and then people get at war with each other. Do you keep the Sabbath on Saturday or do you keep it on Sunday? Hey, guys, our nation will go to hell in a handbasket unless we unite on the principles of Christ and establish them in government instead of fighting amongst ourselves over irrelevant things.
Totally.
I totally. We appreciate your call, Ron, big time. Thank you.
Hey, no, Jake, I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, what I did, folks, is I said, listen, go ahead and contend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to contend, but I'm still, maybe, I don't know. I'm just, maybe it's one of those days, but I'm not getting the clarity.
Yeah.
Because I'm here, and I'm trying to figure that out. I'm talking about my heart, friends.
Yeah.
Because God speaks to the heart, not the head. I'm still trying to pick up down here in my heart, because I even believed when Scott was talking that he believed in God.
Yeah.
And then, Jake, you were saying something different.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he does believe in God, just not the word God. It's so weird. I mean, it's not even really worth spending a lot of time on, because, again,
it's okay.
When I speak to people like this,
it's okay, because I'm getting it now, right?
Oh.
See, here, I'm here today listening to Jake, the other guy.
Well, you see,
because I don't know everything.
You see how this is how denominations develop, and this is where we don't make any progress because we're not agreed on certain principles. And this is what happened when the Declaration of Independence was signed. We all had a common enemy. It was called Britain, and we knew slavery because we could feel the shackles on our necks. So everybody was in unison. Then peace came out, and then we had the Constitution. We got through that. And then all these political parties started to be established because everybody wanted their way with what they had just won.
You're kind of starting to take on the demigod attitude.
That's
here
true.
Now, you know what? I think he thinks he's the show host, and I'm the co-host. Maybe that's how it went. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk at you tomorrow. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.